Well, it's a great pleasure to be here to celebrate Douglas's new book, and I want to congratulate Cybertooth, a local publisher. This is a handsome little volume. Douglas, of course, is a poet with a great range, and Carrie alluded to this, that he's a love poet. He's a poet of community and place, but what I want to honor is his work as a nature poet with the poem that I've selected to read. And some of you may be aware of this. This is the title of a new nature anthology, Open Wide Wilderness, which is a survey of nature poetry in Canada from colonial times to the present. And that just happens to be Douglas's title from the poem that's included in the anthology. So the poem I'm going to read is called The River's Time. It's dear to my heart because I grew up on a river and I live on a river. So it was an immediate identification. The River's Time. Out there, the river as rogue, its long blue today fever of spring. This is its takeover time. Turning muscles through green silk of awakening trees. There is a hill chorus, beeches and elms, maples, deep elms, the thin echoes rustle. Over there, deeper green edges pursue the flood time. The river's winter dream unfolds. It is the river's time. Unleashing harsh tongues of ice, blue water with white cheeks. The song of revival, of slumber recovery, of prayers laid upon mountains. The voice of the river saying a prayer forever, ever.